This is day-to-day, think different, Apple implores, ungrammatically. The company's innovations extend into the world of retailing, including, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, a different way of thinking about the checkout line.
Paris has I.M. Pei's glass pyramid outside the Louvre. New York has answered with a glass cube situated just southeast of Central Park. The pyramid can jar visitors expecting to see timeless works of art. But for almost a month, the glass box has been dazzling enthusiasts as the gateway to a quintessentially American celebration of commerce and technology. Welcome to the Apple Store. After walking down the spiral staircase or descending in the cylindrical glass elevator, which unfortunately doesn't work on voice command yet, a customer glimpses what looks like Steve Jobs' secret bunker. Aisles of iPods, iMacs, and iBooks. The clerks are all wearing these name tags fashioned to resemble iPods on a lanyard, and they sport the black t-shirt multiple-piercing look of gallery assistants, or the cast of Stomp. Here, far beneath the Earth's crust, a line has developed at the cashier. A checkout line. That's kind of pedestrian and obvious. In fact, it's a little Radio Shack, thinks University of Pennsylvania marketing professor Stephen Hoke.
They put so much effort into having lots of passionate people on the floor, and they spend a lot of money on fixturing and location, all that. Why would you want to spoil it with just because they're popular right now, having people feel like, gosh, how long do I have to stand in line to check out and buy my iPod?
So the checkout line invades our Apple illusions. But what's this? A gently moosed Appleista has pulled out a handheld device and is punching in numbers. She then puts the customer's earbuds and iPod sleeves into a bag and sends him on his way. No waiting and no receipt. It turns out that for the last few months, Apple has been experimenting with a way to destroy the checkout line. Portable scanners to swipe a customer's credit card, then send a receipt only to an email address. Transaction complete. Stephen Hoke sees the scanners, which operate over Wi-Fi connections within the stores, as advancing Apple's overall brand.
They're separating the experience into the fun part of the experience versus the sort of obligatory part of the experience, and trying to make that obligatory part of the experience less painful.
But an experience is exactly what the Apple Store is designed to be. And John Moore, a branding guru who blogs at Brand Autopsy, worries that the handheld scanners may rush customers too much.
Those stores really want to keep you there to linger because they want you to see everything and to experience all that there is. And so I can clearly see how it definitely speeds up that transaction. But to me, it solves a company problem, not a customer problem.
Much depends on the attitudes of the clerks wielding the machines, and none seem too pushy to me. While Apple wouldn't provide a spokesman or let me record any transactions, I did observe clerks being solicitous, offering cashless/receiptless checkout, or if you want, the line could be nice. While Apple says it's sticking with the machines, it does acknowledge that some customers balk at giving out an email address for fear of spam, and the machine's unreliability is notorious among clerks. As one said to me, quote, they don't, what's the word, work. He then flipped the device over to explain. What do you expect, he said, as he pointed to the symbol on the scanner's back. It was powered by Windows. Mike Pesca, NPR.